Well, folks, we are at Follette. That's always a good thing when you say that. I'm privileged to have two great gentlemen sitting at my table. On my right is Mr. Don Wallace and the hero of Follette, Mr. Bob Follette, sitting on my left. And food just came to the table. Isaac, what do we got for the second course?
All right, second course here is going to be the duck. So a beautiful crispy skin duck breast on a little farro, pickled dark cherry, a little duck confit, mizuna all tossed together. Off to the side, quince emulsion and spiced carrots to finish the dish.
It's beautiful. Don, we will talk to you in a second here because we have two beautiful wines to go with us. Bob, it's a real privilege to have you at the table here, sir. And just tell us a little bit about yourself.
No, I just follow my kids around at the restaurant, and I'm not in the culinary business, but I certainly do appreciate culinary, and my boys do a heck of a job here at the restaurant. Bob Follette and Dustin and Aaron are my kids.
Bob, you are a hero here in town, and you fly for Cal Fire, and everybody wants to know Bob, and everybody wants you at their table for a sip of their wine.
Well, since I'm not in the culinary business, you've got a point there. I do fly a fire bomber for the state of California. I fly Tanker 86 for 47 years for the state of California, and based in Santa Rosa. And if you got a fire, you look at the airplane, it'll either be 85 on the tail or 86. Jerome flies 85, I fly 86.
Well, you are blessed, sir, and you bless us with your presence. And cheers to you, sir. The duck is a perfect match for these two wines. Tell us about it, Don.
Yeah, first of all, about Bob. When I was growing up as a little guy in Columbia, California, Bob used to fly up there to the tanker base. I admired him way back from afar in those days. I was in the Air Scouts up there, and so we hung around the tanker base like a bunch of, I don't know what you call them, wannabe pilot.
But everybody wants to know Bob here in town because they hear the legend, and he is a living legend here in town. You are too, sir, with your wines. Dry Creek Vineyard has been around here and is a staple here in the economy of this great town, as is Follette and the Matheson. So I'm privileged to be sitting with both of you gentlemen. Tell us about these two wines, and they go perfect with the duck that we are consuming as we speak. That Cab Franc rocks.
Thanks very much, Doc. The wines that I picked to go along with this are like two ends of the spectrum. I think most people would select a Pinot Noir to go with the duck. And I think that the Zinfandel, an amazing job. And one reason is they feature peppercorns in that dish. It's meant to be a subtle nuance to the dish, but it's a savory dish with berries and that pepperiness. And Beeson Vineyards is on a western slope, so it's a little cooler. It doesn't get a lot of prolonged heat all day long, and there's a match made in heaven. And then on the other end of the spectrum is a wine that not many people know or appreciate. It's Cabernet Franc, which we use most of the Cabernet Franc that we produce for our Meritage blends, so the Mariner, the Benchland series, those wines. As a standalone variety, I've always been interested in it because of the time I spent in the lower part of the Loire Valley. The wines from Chinon feature Cabernet Franc, and there's something about them that no other variety has, and they just went also very well with this dish.
Well, that dish has disappeared. I want to thank both you gentlemen.
Tonight, Don and Doc are going to show me that a Cabernet Franc and a Zin will also go with your duck.
We are there. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Outstanding, and the night presses on.